This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, April 22nd. God's word to you today is, pick it up. Our scripture reading is taken from John 2, verse 24, from the New Revised Standard Version, and it says, "Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." Abraham was a classic example of giving up life to find life. Abraham, in the place of waiting on God for a child, decided to help God. As if God had forgotten how to make children, Abraham produced Ishmael, and God, in his mercy, chose to bless Ishmael. But God said, "In Isaac shall your seed be." And according to God's timing, Isaac came. Then God said to Abraham, "Take your son, your only son, Isaac, and sacrifice him." Meaning that Ishmael was not recognized. I imagine that God had to specifically say Isaac, because if God had said, "Take your son, your only son," Abraham would have sacrificed Ishmael. While this is funny, it is the sad reality of what some people are doing with God. God is asking for Isaac, but we are giving God Ishmael. Abraham gave God what he requested for, the sacrifice God requested for, and that is so big. How was he able to do that? Hebrews 11 verses 18 to 19 tells us that, even though God had told him, "Isaac is the son through whom your descendants will be counted," Abraham reasoned that if Isaac died, God was able to bring him back to life again. And in a sense, Abraham did receive his son back from the dead. Abraham reasoned. Faith reasons. The same account in Romans 4, 20 to 21 says, "Abraham never wavered in believing God's promise. In fact, his faith grew stronger, and in this he brought glory to God. He was fully convinced that God is able to do whatever he promises." Abraham was fully persuaded, fully convinced that God is able to do whatever he promises. What has God promised you? I'm here to tell you that God is able to do it. You have to be fully persuaded. Abraham did not take the way of self because he was fully persuaded that God would do what he had promised to do. Even if Isaac died, Abraham believed that God was going to raise him from the dead. God is able to do just what he says he will do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able. The power over the way of self comes from being fully persuaded that God has the best for you. The power over the way of the world is being fully convinced that God has the best for you. Do you trust God? The only way to triumph over the way of the world and over the way of self is being fully persuaded in God, in trusting God completely. Do you trust God? Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Righteousness, righteousness is what I long for. Righteousness is what I need. Righteousness, righteousness is what you want from me. So take my heart, Lord, and mold it. Take my mind, transform it. Take my will, conform it to to yours, O Lord. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.